Hey, Yael, you know how everyone frets about oil running out and prices going up and everything?
Yeah.
Well, there are other ways to make gasoline, like making it from coal. It's called coal gasification. The technology's been around for decades, but it's always been expensive. Now researchers have streamlined the process so that it's more efficient, cheaper, and creates less pollution.
Wait a sec, Don. I thought the idea was to move away from fossil fuels and toward cleaner, renewable energy sources like biofuels and solar and wind power. Coal may be more abundant than oil, but it's dirty and emits a lot of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. So I'm not sure it's so great that we have a better way to get gas from coal.
I hear you. But you've also got to face the fact that coal is still widely used as an energy resource. For example, China is building hundreds of new coal-powered energy plants. So isn't it a good idea to figure out ways to burn and liquefy coal that consume less energy and cause less pollution?
I guess so. But don't we need to push research on green energy technologies?
Of course. And the improved coal gasification process could also be used to improve biofuel processing technologies.
That's a good thing, I guess. In any case, I agree that it makes sense to find cleaner ways of using coal, especially since it's still such a popular fuel.
Right. One day, renewable green energy sources will rule, but for now, we've got to work with what we have.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Mark Crocker at the University of Kentucky and John Rupp at the Indiana Geological Survey. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
We've recently updated the A Moment of Science website. Check out this and other episodes and subscribe to our new video podcasts at amomentofscience.org.